Rabbanim, the Rebbe that does it. That there's, you have three madrigas. And the three madrigas are totally in the eifin that there's gilei echad, gilei and neshama v'guf. There is one eifin is that the guf is a metzias b'fnei atzmek. The guf is a metzias, there's chayim gashmim, and the neshama is, but there's one eifin, the guf is b'chal, and the neshama is b'chal, and the neshama is b'chal, and the is b'chal, not meir. There's one eifin that the emes is b'chal, not meir. The emes is b'chal namir and b'meila and so the guf is a metzias. The guf is a metzias. The gashmi is a guf. The guf is a metzias. Another eifin is that the guf is that the nisham is nirgash. Shas the nisham is nirgash. So then the guf is like upon a nichnat nisham. Shas the guf is margash. There's an emes. There's emes of a lakus. So the guf is machnia itself and understands even though its interest and its function is kachlekav. But it's mevatel itself to the ratzon nisham. Nisham does to the emes and the guf is mevatel to the ratzon nisham. But the guf is a mitzvah of nasi. Tachas is gas and shom be guf is that the guf doesn't have its own. It's not a mitzvah for itself altogether. The whole chayis, the whole inner of the guf is just to be malid the inyan of the nisham. Nisham has inyan nisim malid ratzon elyon, and the only way to fulfill ratzon elyon is through the guf.
Oh, the third eifin is that the chod rechadei is that the guf lachachil doesn't have a mitzvah for itself. The whole union of the guf is the chayis the guf is the nefesh. The dogma is like negate the chayis nefesh beguf. That since the nefesh, the guf has no life without the nefesh. The nefesh is a source of life of the guf. So mele the guf's whole metzias is the nefesh. The guf is a tafelu battle to the neshama. The whole metzias of the guf is to be a levush to the nefesh. And therefore, it's not that you have to. The nefesh doesn't have to be mitzvah the guf to do something. The guf doesn't have its own function. Doesn't have its own interest. Doesn't have its own union. The whole metzias of the guf is to be a levush to the nefesh. Now the Rebbe read so in Sivzayin Reta Ratzveta Zach. Even after you say all that I was speaking till now is there's a reality of guf, there's a metzias of guf, there's a metzias of guf that's baser v'dam v'atzam. There's a metzias of guf. There's a reality of guf. It's a physical thing. The shaila is, and there's not only the saying physical baser v'dam. The Rebbe saying there's and then there's a gashmizdika life. There is something called the gashmizdika life. There's a reality of the gashmizdika life. The question is this gashmizdika life bottle to the nefesh or it's not bottle to the nefesh? We're not. Is the gashmi the galat kol inyani is he loses his own independent identity, his own metzias is the mal is tzarcha neshama, or that he has his own function. Oh. But there is a reality of gashmis. But then the Rebbe says another eif, and that's Rishas and Siv Zayin. We did both inyanim inside. Okay, we'll just do it again. Just start in Siv Zayin again. The whole metzias of his guf is not l'shem shetlim shemayim is that he's eating because he's hungry. So why is he eating? He's eating is that's a mundane act. That's a tzeirech haguf. The guf has a tzeirech to eat. The shas, what's he going to do now with this inyan? What's he going to do now with this guf? The guf has his own needs, has his own personal needs. And eating shtan, that's a tzeirech haguf. The shayla is, he's taking in a malet tzarki. What's his tachlis? What's he going to do with it? He's going to do with it within a shamos. That's the erish deifim. Here, asiyes of him atzm, as there is, his asiyah guf, his eating guf is gedusha. Because the reason why he's eating is not because he's hungry, not because the guf has a tzarech to eat. The reason why he's eating is because he wants to be mekayim a mitzvah. He has no needs. The only thing, his whole muhus is the chayis ha-nefesh. That's his whole mitzvah. And everything that he does is because that's a hechsher mitzvah. So, as of him, but the Rebbe said the dogma before, when he gets to Yitzchok Zara Dagon, the Yitzchok, that the Medrash says, Vichy Yitzchok Zara Dagon Chas Vashon. It's Chas Vashon to say that Yitzchok went and planted and he planted a tvua. That means, not that Yitzchok was hungry or he needed a parnas and mela to get gang in Arbitin. Yitzchok, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. Since there's a mitzvah to give Meiser, the only way to give Meiser is if you have Nechasim. If you're Zireya Dagon. So the whole purpose why Zireya Dagon was in order to, so then the Zireya Dagon is not a mice of chil, then it's a mice of gdusha. Where someone's going to the store in order to buy tzitzis. Or he's sewing a baguette in order to put on, that he wants to make the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's not a gather of putting on clothes because he's cold. He's not doing a mice of chil. He has no tzrachim, he has no needs. His whole inyan is mi'malei ratzon elyon. B'lepel, what is if the Eibishter wants? You should. There's a leg and tzitzis, have a beged. The mele, he goes to sew a beged. The mele, he puts on a beged. But the whole purpose of putting on the beged is not the whole purpose. What's the content of this asiyah? The content of this asiyah is mi'malei ratzon elyon. That's the content of this asiyah. So kol asiyahs of him ba'atzmon kedusha. Aber because then nirgash ba'asiyahs and gam hagashmi. Avad became nirgash. Also the tzad hagashmi. besides for the union of Gdusha, is Nirgash Echad at Sada Gashmi. It's detached like this. And he's not saying that Gashmi is an inyan b'fnei atzmo over here. The inyan is b'mimal d'ratzon elyon. But the mitzias of Gashmi is also Nirgash. It's detached up. Aderech Mashal Chila Shabbos, Shehi Atzma Mitzvah Kanal. Mekomet Kanal, Leah Mitzvah Atzma Chayeves La'anegis HaShabbos, Bebosar Shomin V'yayin Yoshem. So even though his whole Hinyin is Havas Esther, he's Einer Esther in Shabbos because he enjoys Basar Shaman V'yayin Yoshan. So then it's not that's Nachazach. He's eating because he enjoys it. And now he has a Heter, so he has a Mitzvah. That's, we're not dealing with that. Saying he's eating not because he enjoys to eat meat. His Ein Inyan is Thomas Neibishter Heis. But what's the Mitzvah Lepel? The Mitzvah is to enjoy meat. What is meat Lepel? And what's the gashmis? The gashmis of meat is not alukos. The gashmis of meat is not ratzon elyon. Mitzad ratzon elyon. The only reason why I'm doing it is what I'm saying is only mitzad alukos is a mitzis. But mitzad alukos is a mitzis. The first leif in the chomasek l'shem shemayim is that even without alukos is a mitzis. There's a mitzis of gashmis, a mitzis of a guf. The question: what is he going to? Alukos is more important to him. Alukos is a starker in mitzis. But meila, the guf is nichnat in the second leif, there is no mitzis besides for alukos. So every the entika mahus, the entika chayis is a lukus, but gashmi is not a lukus, and the ratzna elyon is to the amzalanov and from the flesh, and hanov of gashmi is gashmi. It's not ruchnis. So if nav is ratzna elyon, what does kemalish getam? But mitzad ratzna elyon, the ratzna elyon guf is for you to go and eat. So he goes and eats, and since so he's marigash the tam of gashmi, and if he's marigash tam of gashmi, so his gashmi is tika guf. Becomes can verify gret because lepoil his gufna was margish tainuk was margish ano. So the chay is gufness. So the Rebbe saying two things. First of all, erhata guf, sachakol. And what's the gather guf? The gather guf is gashmis. Sachak and bemele. If he's going to eat and he's going to enjoy meat, his guf's going to get expanded because basar is gashmis. Basar is not a lukus. On zayim basar is echlish a lukus. And Bemele, if he's going to eat meat and enjoy the meat, usually if he's not focused on his guf, so his guf doesn't expand. But if he's going to eat meat and he's going to enjoy it, it's going to be Megashim in Lepel. It's going to expand his guf. Even though Zayn Gantz Mahus is merely Ratzin Elyon. But what is the Ratzin Elyon guf? The Ratzin Elyon is for him to Esen and drink. What is Esen and drinking Elyon? Eating and drinking itself, not eating and drinking. What's Gashmis itself? Gashmis itself is not a lukus. The guf is a levush and it's bottled to lukus. But the guf is not a lukus. That's the. Let's see what he says weiter. Let's see the second thing. Understand better. He says base. Shekol evnyan of a gashmim p'telu miyachadim kol kach ba lukus. At shekol mitziusam nishab chol gedusha v'inah gashes a gashmim shabem klal. Leirak b'galadib be'er the gedusha meir by b'yesi kol kuli nasin omashu b'chinas de'eyu el mitzadze shadavar a gashmim atzim niyas l'gedusha. That's the shah. The second thing the Rebbe is saying is. That the is what the reality of Gashmis, there is no such a thing. The reality of Gashmis itself, the reality of Gashmis itself is a gevisa echetimtze via lekus kumtam. That in the Rebbe didn't say before. The way the Rebbe said before is a lekus is a zach, which there's a lekus and there's elam haze, and the whole mitzvah of elam haze is a tuffel a levush to a lekus, but the tuffel is a mitzvah. What is the tuffel is a reality? It has no chshivas. It's batel betachlis, but the mitzias of what the gashmis is the mitzias of gashmis. It's a levush to the nefesh. It's batel to the nefesh. The second eifin gashmis itself, there's no mitzias of gashmis lachatchila. The whole mitzias of gashmis is a eifin of how rikhnis is. It's a eifin of how lakus is. It's not something else. In the first eifin, everything is mitzad. Everything is mitzad, without a lakus, independently nothing exists. But mitzad lakus, the rotzne elyon is an oven from flesh. Mitzad lakus if an avelt. Without a mitzvah, independently nothing exists. But mitzad the Eibusher's ratzon, mitzad mitzvahs. If Ran Elam Haza, what Elam Haza is a mitzvah, not a lukos. In the second eifin, what's Elam Haza? Elam Haza is not a mitzvah outside of a lukos. Elam Haza lechatchila is a chetimtza how a lukos is. So then the gashmis of Elam Haza is b'chal na nirgash. Whatever is in the gashmis, We're not which ratzon. We're using Einik Shabbos as an example to bring out the idea. That even if someone's in Gantz and bottle to Ratzon Elyon, it's not Shailo that you don't that Elam Haza is not a Metzias by you. The Rebbe's not going into how we're going to make Mekayim Mitzvos in Shabbos. That's not the point. The point over here is the fact when he tastes the meat and the meat has a good taste. That comes from the nefesh, from the neshama. The neshama tastes the geshmak of flesh, or a cheich gashmi is teim eichel. From when it stamtes that he's margish to taste. That's the get. That's the get of a guf. The guf is a gashmiz gezach, and its sense is gashmiz getest. That's not mitzad in the shama. It's not mitzad lukus. That's a mitzias of guf. Mitzad ratznoi. No, mitzad ratznoi.
To have the mitzvah of Enoch Shabbos, you have to have a feeling.
We're not going into that. There's you're saying the whole mitzvah is hechitimtze b'mekayim ratznoi. That's mitzad ratznoi. There's a mitzias the pel of gashmis. What is the guf? The guf is a mitzias of guf.
To do
whatever you need
to do. It's
not a malin ratznoi.
That's what she said before, no?
But what is the ratznoi? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to eat. The mitzvah is to enjoy the basa. Mitzad the mitzvah, that's guf, that's gashmis. The second evening the Rebbe is saying that there is no mitzias outside of Elokus Beim. The whole gather of the guf is, you see, the Rebbe brings later a dugma of Elokeinu Malach HaOlam. That there's an inyan that Elokus, that the fact that the Yibishter is a balabaz, zolmeir zayin in aleifan. It should also be on a practical level. So the fact that there's a guf is, that the fact that the Yibishter is the truth, shouldn't only be in a ruch mizdikayifan. It should also be in a gash mizdikayifan. So then, the whole mitzvah of gashmis is that a lukus is nirgash even in a lower realm, even in a form of mitzvah of gashmis. There's no gashmis outside of the nekudah of a lukus being nirgash. So I'm saying the dogma.
This is the mitzvah. Can you still say that?
But what is gashmis itself? What is the mitzvah of gashmis? Is there a reality of gashmis? Is there a reality of guf?
Yeah.
You have a tzad. What I'm saying is, Rebbe is being mitzvah of pashtik, a tzir, that there's a yid, he has a neshama beguf. There's a gather of guf. Guf is margish taste, and guf has that doesn't come from the neshama. The guf is margish. The guf is margish elam hazeh. So azay, this person and the guf. So this person of pilgrim by zeh, that the guf has no independent needs. He has no tzrachim. His homo hus is the neshama of his. But there's still a mitzvah of a guf. Sefarana guf. What is the guf is margish? Is margish enig in elam hazeh? That's not mitzvah of the neshama. That's the guf's teva. The teva guf is that it's margish the tzrachim of elam hazeh. That it's margish chich echel yitam. This tzaddik didn't change the mitzvah of guf, that he has a different guf. He has the same guf. Second, if there is no reality of guf, the whole mitzvah of guf is echetimtze how elokus is nirgash. That's the whole mitzvah of guf. His guf is a different guf. His whole mitzvah of the guf is that the whole mitzvah of his hand is that Eidah Dovadi should also be nirgash in Maisi Bepoil. That's the mitzvah of his hand.
Both of them, if you ask them, what are you doing now?
It's not a question of why he's doing it. Or what's the... not why he's doing it. What is a hand? That's the shayla.
What is a hand? Are you eating? So one guy, they're both going to say no.
One person, Lepoil, is eating. Saying, why are you eating? Because the Eibishter wants it.
Okay.
Not because the guf has any teeth. Only in order to... you say, Zaga Pashta Shayla. There's mitzad, you're eating matzah, let's say. You taste the taste of matzah. Why do you taste the taste of matzah? Because that's the mitzvah of your guf. That's the teva guf. When the grace of tzaddik is almost huses ratzon ali. Lepoil, when he's tasting food, the fact that he tastes food, where does that come from? That comes from the guf, or it comes from the neshama, or comes from the guf? Comes from the guf. Why does it come from the guf? Because that's gashmis. Gashmis tastes gashmis. So that means that the gather of gashmis stayed gashmis. There's a reality of gashmis then. Mashink in the second eighth, there is no reality of gashmis. There's a lukus being expressed on different levels. There's no reality, and that's the whole mitzvah of gashmis, huh? Practically speaking, we'll have to figure it out how this person, which got to this adarga, that outside of his neshama nothing exists, that the whole mitzias aguf is echetimset, the neshama should be nirgash on a concrete level. That's the whole mitzias aguf.
And he's still doing mitzias.
How is he going to come in Shabbos? I was not discussing in the sikha. They was trying to bring out a dugma of to be mamchish the two eifanim. So the Rebbe is saying, in a regular case, we're not saying now a chisar in the mitzvah of Enoch Shabbos. The Rebbe is bringing an example of, you see that even if you're doing. The Rebbe is being tired, let's say a yid, that his only reason why he eats Shabbos chant is because of mitzvah sending Shabbos. We're saying, Lepalamish, why do you taste it? Because that's the gather of your guf to taste it. The guf tastes food. That the neshama tastes food. The guf tastes food. So the etzem is of guf, he didn't change. The etzem reality of gashmis wasn't ishtana. The gashmis has no independence, has no mahus. But the etzem reality, the etzem etzias, was never transformed. Mashinkin in the second eifin, the etzim etzis of gashmis doesn't exist. Because what is gashmis? Gashmis is that the neshama is felt on a concrete level. How does that look? It looks like you see a hand putting on film. That's the whole gather of a hand to begin with. The example that Rebbe brings later is the marshal that Rebbe said about the Fabringen is that Rameitze Eichel Pachas Mikashir, so that Kli, he's not carrying a pot. So the question is, let's say the pot is red or blue or yellow, the colors doesn't make a difference. Because he's not acing the pot. There's no chalais over here carrying a pot. He's carrying food. a chatimsa, they carry food, is with a pot. That's how we'll look. How does it technically look when you carry food?
So like a neshama doing it, so
it's the neshama being expressed on a lower level, so that in a concrete level, so it comes out that he's practically putting on tefillin. But there's no anything outside of a lakus being expressed doesn't exist. Doesn't matter. The Alter Rebbe didn't sense the taste. I mean, he didn't sense the inyan of gashmis outside of a lakus being expressed on a lower level. So the gashmis itself had the nishmargish given. The tzadah gashmi gufi is the fact that he's carrying a pot. He wasn't sensitive. He wasn't carrying a. He was carrying food. How do you carry food through a pot? So there's no hergish with there carrying a pot. I'm not carrying a pot. I'm carrying food. And that's, there is no metzias of a pot. That's what we're trying to say. It's not that there's a pot, and the pot is a levush to something else. We're not carrying a pot. But in Shabbos, there's gashmis. The shayla is, what's the mohus of gashmis? What's the function of gashmis? What's the pnimius of God? The pnimius, but what is gashmis itself? What is this in itself? So a little bit, I'm saying the example by carrying the pot, trying to bring out, is that the maisa that he's doing is not misyachas to the kdeir. It's only misyachas to the eichel. But mainly, he's not marriage, the different tastes. What I'm saying is, forget about how the Alter Rebbe is making mitzvahs in Shabbos. The question is something else. The question is there the fact that even a yid that calling a yid that he has no interest in atzmai, his guf, his mahus is not his guf. His whole chayis and his nefesh is in Shabbos. Lepel mamish, when Teira tells him to enjoy food, why is his guf enjoying it? That's the shayla. Why is his guf enjoying the flesh? Because that's teva guf. Who made teva guf? That's the guf. That's what the guf is. That didn't change. As that there is such a metzias of guf. That didn't change. But Alter Rebbe, there's no metzias of guf. The metzias of guf is an eifin of how the nesham is nergash. There's no metzias of guf. That's a different word. What I'm saying is, for an adagi, you say that there's bitul talukus is nevea because nothing exists independently. Everything is here because of him. But what are those things? What are those things? Is what they are. They're here because of him. So they're bottled to him. They're tuffled to him. They're only here to reflect him. But what are they? What are these? They're mitzvahs. Or that's not that they're... That, mitzvah talukus, nothing... Mitzvah, everything... It's not that mitzvah... The Ebesher want... Because he wanted, he created things. It's not because of him there is something. The whole mitzvah of the other thing is a way how he expresses himself. So there's nothing outside of a lukus and ruchnis. So, and the dogma the Rebbe is saying is that the whole mitzvah of guf is that the neshama is nirgash on a practical level. Without the guf, the neshama would only be nirgash and ruchnis. In order for the neshama is mitzvahs to be nirgash also in physical terms, they're fari for anaguf. So the whole gather of the guf is that the neshama should be nirgash in a more practical level. Not for the sake of guf, and that's what the guf is. Nothing else.
It's not a guf, it's a neshama
too. Yeah, that basically. I'm saying whatever starts up, just to bring out this word, the Rebbe is not saying that mitzvahs mekai mitzvahs enik Shabbos is a problem. That's not what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is saying a dugma, even though his whole asiyas kedusha al derech like enik Shabbos. Why is he eating? A yid is mekai mitzvahs enik Shabbos. What's Esther? To mekai ratzon elyon. That means that the eichel guf is a lukus. That means that the food guf is, and the fact that he's feeling it is mitzad the Eibishter. But he's feeling it mitzad himself, not mitzad the Eibishter. So he's doing it for the. He's doing it because. He's doing it because he's being mekayim a mitzvah. It's kedusha. He's being mekayim a mitzvah over here. But what is the mitzvah to essen? So the fact that your whole the kedusha is not shaylo, that mitzvah is outside of a lukus is nirgash. That's the Rebbe saying.
The second
is
the neshama is being.
Oh, in is the neshama.
How
that ayid was helped by them, the Alter Rebbe later. Is mekayim mitzvahs in Shabbos?
What's the meaning? It says in
the Shabbos. Yeah, they have such a azainin that because of the mitzvah, that's how he has the ability to have enough milam hazeh. That's a different inyan. If because there's a mitzvah in Shabbos, therefore he appreciates meat. then it's a second darga. That's not because the whole. But that's all mitzad ratzon elyon. That's a different word. That's not what the Rebbe is saying over here.
What you just said sounds like the first version.
No, I'm saying if he mitzad atzmai, his goof.
If it's mitzad something else, then you could always ask, what are you doing?
It's not. But we're talking about a year that doesn't imagine you don't have the ability to taste food. You don't have the ability to taste food because the Eibishter wants.
Your neshama is now. It's your neshama tasting food.
And then the fact that you taste food would be mitzad ratzon elyon. then that's not a gather of Elam Hazar. I'm saying that's not a gather of your good. Forget about it wouldn't be with the Rebbe saying in the first day is that you have your good functions as a regular goof. Saying we're not dealing with how the Alter Rebbe is Mekayim Mitzvos and Shabbos. Huh? Because that's Rechecha Gufa. The second Eifin, Rechecha Gufa is Mekushetim. Not only that through Drachecha. Not only that through Drachecha. You have your Miskasha within. Drachecha Gufa is there. The Rebbe brings a leader. I'm just saying, the Rebbe is being inside a tzir of Lapel, not just the Indian. First thing is, a man just call Asiyasiv is Kedusha. Because there's the Matzias of Gashmis. Kedusha is a Lukus, Kedusha is Ruchnis. What's Gashmis? Gashmis is not a Lukus. Gashmis is tasting food. Where does that come from? That the Eibishah didn't. That's not mitzvah. The mitzvah. That's the gather of his goof. His goof is margish tam. So that his gather of goof wasn't his battle. The nature of his body wasn't his battle. The muhus of his body changed. The ratzin of his body changed. But the etzim etzias of his goof wasn't ishtana. That's in the first eifin. The meile he can be mizgashim. Then the second eifin is that his goof is a different goof. That's a different gather. That the mitzias aguf gufa is an expression of kedusha. That's a nachainian. And b'meila the gashmish is anything which is not a, if it's, the gashmi is gufa. The etzem mitzias of the gufa is not nirgash because the whole gather of gufa is a eifin of how lakus is nirgash. So the mitzias aguf is not nirgash. They say the dugma when they get to mitzias echel pachas, the pale is carrying a pot, but the color of the pot isn't relevant over here. The pale man, I'm saying the gashmi is not nirgash over here. Avada lepel mamish is going to have a physical goof, but it's not nirgash, the physical aspect of the inu. The only thing that's nirgash is that a lukus is nirgash on all levels. That a lukus is mir. How is it technically look that a lukus is nirgash on all levels? There has to be a yad putting on tefillin. There has to be someone saying Krishna. The pel is saying words, but the gather of words is not. We're not sensitive to words. We're sensitive to kabbalah samar shemayim being expressed in the form of words. The words are only a chetimtza that Kabbalah Samach Shemaim should be expressed, or even on a verbal level, on all levels. It's not a gather of words then.
So in a way, the middle darga is closer to the first darga than the second darga.
In a certain way, the middle darga is, the guf itself didn't become eis guf. The shaila is, you changed here, what's the guf's interest? In was lichter, in was lefter, nicht was it is. The second avenue you changed, not only was lefter, was is guf. What is the reality of Gashmis? Not in Vaster Kocht, and what he's living for. What is this Mitzvah itself? That's the Shaila.
So you're saying
you're
masking,
but
it's close
yes,
to
the Yes, in a certain sense. See, not only Mitzvah. The Rebbe's being Mitzvah Mitzvah Pashtas. Not Ayid versus Margish, and he's not Margish Gashmis. He's not Margish Gashmis. Not Nishvaler as they Durkno Metalukos. So he has no space to be Margish anything else. A person's so busy with another Inyan. Nor Valter Gashmis Gufi Bem Nishtani Gavan. That was being mitzayir a tzir of a yid lepoil. It's not being mitzayir a darge. It's being mitzayir inside the Indian commission in a tzir of a veda lepoil.
So he ignores Gashmis. Gashmis goes for
it. Yeah, that's the Rebbe wants to bring out. Not because a yid is as they nos in the muscle of chinas deyu. As if the heart nishta pesandish person is so his whole meyach is occupied with something else. Filter nishkin under the zach that you have. That's one if. They're saying that his guf is andish gavan. Let's say that's. Doesn't feel his body altogether. You feel pain, or you feel your margish the sinish gring. You feel the kavod amitzis. So if a person senses his goof, tegnisht. Yeah. That means senses is a person. The marshal is he feels a certain heaviness. So that's not kedubay. But tamazem yachash kol chayusim mitzvitish laguf uchayis hanefesh. Shas their goof is bottled to the nefesh. The whole mitzias aguf, there's no flesh. There's no flesh over here. There's no. You say I'm carrying. You say heavy person or someone that's heavy, so you feel he's schlepping up some masa. That's not healthy. Healthy is so the manish tamt is that he's schlepping himself. He feels his body. He feels his goof. The goof gashmi is baser dam vatsamis. Let's see, baser vatsamis is a heavy masa. Schlep the nefes. The net, but when the aguf body is that he's in ganzen, he's bottled to the nefesh. The only thing that's nirgash is nefesh. The only thing that you feel is there's no flesh. There's a person. There's a person which has eyes and has ears. There's no gather of baser over here. I'm just saying pasha begashmis. There's no gather of baser. That's a dogma that the whole reality is nefesh. The reality is not guf. Avadi lepelan she's farana guf. But the reality is not guf. The reality is nefesh. It's a lebedika mensch. Before the Rebbe was saying the way that was mitzayit and the marshal was that the guf, since it's chayis, is the nefesh, so it's bottled to the nefesh. That was the Rebbe's mazgish before. Here the Rebbe is saying it's not the guf, it's bottled to the nefesh. Lechatchila, it's a person. There's no flesh over there. There's no baser vatsamis. There's an adam. There's a person, a human being. A person is a ruchni zikah thing. It's a nefesh. It's a chayis. Avada, the chayis technically has a form. In order for a person to be a concrete human being, to be able to relate to people, you should be able to look at him. So he has a physical body. But it's not a vert. You don't feel the flesh and blood over here, the bones. It's a human being, a person.
How would it work in the first
eifin? The first eifin would be that the Rebbe didn't bring that out. This nekuda didn't bring out of the mashal. When the Rebbe brought the mashal just for the nekuda, that if your margash is something is your chayis, so that becomes your whole metzias. You nesbatelt it. The Rebbe didn't bring out this point that the guf is not nirgash as a metzias. He didn't bring that point.
Also. This mashal is for the both.
For the third in you. No, the Rebbe didn't. Yeah. What the Rebbe brought before from nefesh beguf is that the guf is not. It doesn't feel. It's not independent. The guf lechatchila is a reflection of the nefesh. The Rebbe wasn't bringing out this point that the bemelet baser beguf. There's no reality of baser vatsamis. That the Rebbe is bringing out here. There he didn't bring out the idea that there's no reality of baser vatsamis. There the idea was since the nefesh is the chayis aguf. When something's your life, so it's not that that's your life. That's your whole mahus. That's your whole nefesh. That's your whole pnimius. Here they're saying b'meila. There is. It's not that that's your whole pnimius, and there's no body felt b'chla. There's no physical body near gashal together. It's not that there's a chitzenius and there's a pnimius. There's one thing which is levush to something else. There's a guv which is levush to the nefesh. The only thing that you're sensitive to is there's a human being. There's a person. There's a nefesh. There's an eye. Not that there's a flesh and blood. Person walks in, doesn't feel like there's flesh and blood, and he's carrying, and they're all. Their pnimius is the nefesh. That's not what a person feels. That he has this aver and that aver and this thing and that thing. And their pnimius is the nefesh. Nish does filter. He only feels as a human being. That's it. So the content of the guf is mishtan. Not only its function is mishtan, its interest is mishtan. The guf is not flesh. It's not bones. It's a human being. And the fact that it's bones is not nirgash. You're not sensitive to it. And you can't feel it. If the guf is fully miyuchad with the nefesh, you feel punish does that. Mefulta sishta. So al derech zeh, when the guf is totally miyuchad with the neshama, herzach b'chalanish guf. Outside of a lukus, herzach nishka. If you're saying, if tasting is a prat in a lukus, then we're going to taste it also. That's not chazah. But that's going to be an enig which comes from a lukus, not an enig that comes from guf. The shaking of the enig the Rebbe is saying till now is that the guf has an ability to taste. And mitzad the mitzvah is tasting. People are saying a different part than ganzen. What is the mitzias? What's the reality of the body? The reality is about it's technically it's bones. That's not its reality. The reality is it's a human being. That's what it is. A lebedik mensch is a mensch. It's a human being, not flesh and bones. That's its mitzias is chayis hanefesh. But lechein any nirgash of neatzav yishim yuchad manefesh kedabayim and kavah chayus of shleimus. So al derz bechayis nefesh olikis who canal that the emes of pnim the emes of chayis of a yid is the nefesh olikis. So the Rebbe said that could be a Yehudi body who's there. She called Gufei v'nafshei Bahamas v'chalke ba'elam enim nergashal mitzias. Chom mitzias of nefesh olikis. But dugmas like a human being walks around that he's not margish bones. People don't feel bones. You don't feel this. You don't feel you have flesh. Nish does the say it's a mensch. A lebedik mensch. Elamai, it's a lebedik mensch that you could see. Why could you see him? Because the nefesh is in a guf. And this, so the whole nekuda is that the nefesh should have a tzir, that the human being should have a tzir. Not there's no bones and flesh. So al derech zeh when you get to the neshama and the guf, that the whole mitzias advarim is the neshama. Stuck in guf. And this first efen, the Rebbe didn't bring out this point. The first efen was that the guf is a levush and a tuffle. Not that what is the reality of that the reality of guf is transformed. There's no reality of guf. It's the neshama. It's another tefisa in ganz. You have to remember the Rebbe is using taste as an example that it's al derech, like you say, when you get to a live person, that you don't feel your bones. Al derech la yidr, his whole life has been a shamit, can't taste. That's a biti. Someone asked me before to get to Enik Shabbos, the shayla is, l'chor, it's not a biti of feeling goof. That's mitzvah the mitzvah. You see what I'm saying? Okay, we'll see.
So you taste, but it's mitzvah.
But the taste that Rebbe Sigman in this aleph over here is that he tastes because his goof tastes. Yeah, yeah. That means that the fact that it's a bone is nergash. That would be the mashal. He feels his for a person has a headache. He feels his for it.
But he's not schlepping, because that would be like
mamish. Huh? If he's carrying the goof as a separate master, yeah, we don't have such a mitzvah. But the goof is a levush, it's a tough. Even I mentioned that feels his evarim, where a person feels like he's heavy every time he picks up his foot, he feels pain. Or people feel like someone's lazy. The goof is nirgash. The goof is nirgash. But the goof is chayus is still the nefesh, not the goof. But there's buster about samus. A mensch feels that his foot is a shtickle flesh. That's a big problem. If the reality of his foot is flesh, the foot is not flesh. It's a mensch. That's a different taich. So then you don't feel the basar batzamas. You don't feel the bones. You feel the smish. So al derech zeh, feeling the gashmish b'zeh means you feel the gashmish b'zeh. You feel the guf b'zeh. Let's like this. But that is dugma in achil. This is the dugma that everybody says. Shekol hagashasi he bezeh. Shalav lahamshach lekus b'davar anecha. What is not that mitzad lekus este? Not that because the Eibushter wants. Therefore, they're saying a different type over here. What's the? Why is he eating? What's he margish? That with mamshes and a lekus in velt. A lekus is bleakful, so it has to be nergish everywhere. The Eibushter's presence has to be felt on all levels. How does he mamshach the Eibushter's presence with gashmis? How does he make that even in a realm of gashmis, the Eibushter's presence should be felt? Through saying a bracha al kenem al chayilam. He has to be mamshach lekus in elam haza, ayad be elam haza. He has to be mamshach lekus in this shtikl, in this davra nechal, that the Eibushter's presence should be felt, the gashmis, and through the gashmis in velt. Vi tut mendas, a gashmi va chumri, adei achalas izu. Vi tut mendas, vizam mamshach lekus. Kima sham shach azu, adei zishum avarech, he has to make a bracha al kenem al chayilam, adei zishum avarech, al maichal. Means how you mamshach lekus to making a bracha? We can't make a bracha on davar duchni. We don't have to make a mamshach lekus in velt. Malach ha'ila. Shenus chabar chata shalom kinem alachem. Shem mamshach lekus ba'ila. Al Michael. Lekchenu eichas al Michael gashmi. Means in order to be a mamshach lekus, the gashmi is so the way is by making a bracha on a davar Michael. So what is he doing? He's being mamshach lekus in elam hazeh. How do you mamshach lekus in elam hazeh? Through making a bracha and eating. That's the way you're mamshach lekus in elam hazeh. It's not that there's a lekus and there's elam haza, and or you're insensitive to elam haza, or elam haza is tough. In order for you to do what the lekus wants, you have to get involved in elam haza. Lechatchila, what is elam haza? I'm not leaving a lekus. I'm being mamshach lekus in velt. How does it look beyond lekus in velt? Eating. That's the way it looks. Making a bracha and eating. Then eating is not lechatchila a chetimtz of how to bring a lekus in velt. So for that Indian, is an egea how the food tastes? It's an egea that it should be a physical thing. It's not an egea that it has this type of taste or that type of taste. If the whole nekud is al-kinu ma'al-kha'ilu, man, if you come in, what type of taste the food has? It's an eifin to bring a lekus in a practical way. Man, if you come in, that it tastes this way or that way. Second eifin, you don't have this Indian. You don't have this type of Indian in the second Indian. The second eifin, the gashmi is a tuffle. It's a levush to something else. The gashmi is a metzias. Its function is as a tuffle to something else. Here, what's the gashmi itself? It's a form of how a lekus is mizgal. The tzaddik has navedet so a rab tragen a lekus lamata. How does it look? How do you do that? How do you perform being a lekus lamata? By making a bracha on eating. By making a bracha on food. So what is making a bracha on food? That's the way a lekus's presence is brought lamata. But what's nirgash? That the Eibushter is echet a melech afilam hazeh. That's what's nirgash. So anything outside of a lekus being nirgash in velt, herzachish b'hem. What's the whole metzias of velt by him? Also to bring a lekus to velt. That's the whole metzias of velt. I'm saying is, if lu yitzuyer, it's to bring a lekus to velt, the mitzvah of Enek Shabbos is a certain way of being mamshach lekus. So then, and it's a certain way of mamshach lekus is through anah gashmis. So then it's not a stirah. The Rebbe is not saying that. If the gashmis comes from the anah, but the Rebbe is trying to bring the idea. The idea is, is what is the reality of Elam Hazeh, or the reality of Elam Hazeh is a form of how Elikus expresses itself. Then it's not Nirgash, the Gashmish of Zeh. So but there's something together, Masayim Atone Bechulu. Yeah.
Says,
it's a goof. What is the goof?
Why is there a goof?
In order
to be a mitzvah, which means that.
But what is the goof? What is the goof?
There should be kind of ten mitzvahs. So and therefore the tchunas of the goof shouldn't be negated, because the whole word of the goof is to be is a hechatim.
But the Rebbe doesn't say the goof comes.
What's the mitzvah?
But the mitzvah itself is mechayev. There should be a goof with geder a goof. The mitzvah goof wants should be a goof with a teva.
They have to lehan.
No, the Rebbe is saying the parshas de kavana is that mitzad elukus yifran avel. You're saying a deeper avana. The beetzem elukus is an asim hecher from vult, and beetzem nish there's no gdarim. The whole thing is via elukus vertes galde. That's shen a hecher adarge. The parshas avana is there's the without elukus nothing exists, but mitzad elukus there's other things.
Not mitzad elukus. All the neighbors wants to read film. It has to be a hand. Well, it should be tefillin. That's what Rebbe says in tefillin.
What is a hand, but?
A hand is a way of making being kind of putting on tefillin.
If the mitzvah of a hand is a chetimse ratz me'alyan, that's the second if. That's not the first if. That's the second if. That's what the Rebbe is saying here.
So Rebbe says that before anything.
So Rebbe is saying a regular dugma. That's the mitzvah of a goof is a chetimse the kind of ratz me'alyan. The goof is a mitzvah of a goof. What's its function? As a tefil, as tzlibe besandish. His mahuz is something else. What is he? He's a goof. You're saying about the Rebbe doesn't say that. What is he? He's a chetimsa for the kiyum ratzon elyon.
He's a goof.
But
then
using
him.
The Eibishter created a reality of Elam Hazeh. The Eibishter b'shafan avel. And the Eibishter wants the world. That's all the first Eifin. That's not the second Eifin. If the way you're saying it, that's the second Eifin. That the whole, what is a goof? A chetimsa of kiyum mitzvah. That's not going to be a kosher chetzah shel mitzvah.
Huh?
I'm saying the Rebbe Zah Shakwatari, if Shemin Nisi is kosher for the Menorah. A guy's that Shemin, that the whole mitzvah of Shemin is just the Chetim Zlakaim Ratzin Alayin, is not going to be kosher. But Pashtus. The Pashtus, yeah. Okay, let me see. Out there is a Menegel Masayim, a Tony Chulu. Sha'av Shehes, Esig Ben Kemenig Atagrim, and he called Inyonim is a who had a Eyu. Yeah. Zog Tazim. Out there, Chasipur. It is a Binyam Kletzke. Migdil Tamidi Admir, Zogin Shubar Nusasa, Esig Mizchar Eitzim. He wasn't being mekame mitzvah, and he wasn't Ertga Arbit. He went to work, and then he was writing that this shtikel klotz cost kach lekach, yener cost kach lekach. So it comes out that how much what's the sachakel? Sachakel was in the lad. The Rebbe says, well, Pashas, you read the story. It sounds like when he got to the word sachakel, he forgot what he wrote sachakel on. The sachakel is in the dovadi. The bechain is in the dovadi. So when he came to wrote the word sachakel, he forgot that he's dealing with the kletzer, and he said in the dovadi. But the Rebbe says in the sech, as a kentracht megan einzach, he could forget about what he's doing. Whatever. The story is that the sachakel of his business was in the dovadi. Means what the mitzvah of elam is to zog in the dovadi. The ganze mitzvah in Welt is to zog and as esul kusi garnish shishta. That's the only mitzvah in Welt.
Not
as a reality of the world. What was Elam Hazabim? The mitzvah of Welt was a rayas, the ends of Gazakh was a fran as lukus. The Alter Rebbe says that because you have the mashal of Zikas Evan, so what's the whole, if Ayit comes to the Akkar, the whole mitzvah that there's a yad which throws an evan is all in order for you to know that the nivra is telling elukus. All they tell you in the dovad. The mitzias elam is here. The gidra elam itself tell you that there's nothing else besides for elukus. Velt itself tells you that. That's the mitzias of velt. Velt alein zakt in the dovad. I'm saying the Rebbe's being inside the dogma. You see someone else, another person. You don't see a body. You don't see basar batzamis. There's a person, a being. So there's the elam hazeh is nicht a Welt. It's the Elukus's presence is everywhere, and it's a prat in the fact that the Eibishter is here. So what do you see when you see Elam Hazeh? You see it at El Vadim. Is that the Shabbos Anders?
Right.
I'm saying before, in the Yichodach Echadayu before, the word is that the guf is a tuffel to something else. It's a tuffel to a mitzvah, it's a tuffel to something else. Here's the Rebbe saying, without using a mitzvah, what is the guf itself? The guf itself, they're tzeyat as Esel Kusigar and Shishta. Welt itself, what's the whole mitzvah of Welt? That on all, that the Eibush's presence is everywhere. That the Eibush's presence is on all levels. That's what the Welt is. So you don't have to say the guf is a tuffel to a mitzvah. What's the guf? The guf is, the whole mitzvah of Elam Hazza is that Ein Edel Vadet. That the Eibush is on all levels of reality. That was first thing. Okay, let me send the see the story. What time is it now? Okay, we'll go back. Kol prat v'inim avedas Hashem. Didn't it disclose, yeah?
Why is Shem Shemayim different in the first way?
Within the first way?
Why is Shem Shemayim?
No. Shem Shemayim is a different thing. Shem Shemayim is your goof functions for itself. You have tzarech ha-goof. Regular case, your goof is not a tuffel to the neshama. Your goof is a mitzvah for itself. It has knees, it wants to sleep, it wants to eat. It's not a tuffel. It's a whole reality for itself. It's nichna to the neshama. It's used for the neshama. You're mevatel the guf for the neshama. Not that the guf lechatchila is secondary to the neshama. The guf is a lavush. The guf is not a lavush. It's a world for itself.
I feel like in the first way, if he was a guy, then we just the guf wouldn't.
Yeah, you know, see, if he's a guy, I'm saying an average person. He gets hungry. Why does he eat? Because he was hungry, you know.
L'shem.
What's l'shem? So for what purpose is he eating? But that's an akuda of bittul. But the guf itself is a mahus b'fnei atzmo. I'm saying the physical life is a reality for itself and has a mahus for itself. I get hungry. There's a me that gets hungry. But a person is machnia himself, even though I get hungry. But the whole metzias is machnia himself, and I'm gonna do this l'shem shemayim. That's not the metzias of his eye. That's not the metzias of his mahus. His mahus is gashmis. His mahus is machnia himself to the Eibush.
I have a character taste. I have these things.
No, that's not a mahus. That's a reality. That's a mitzias that you possess. That's not your mahus. The second Eifin, he identifies himself with a lukus, but that's his mahus is a lukus. But a poel he has a guf, and he feels gashmis. That's not his mahus. I read after was the tzir of a tzaddik in Tanya and Lukutim in in ganz ibig gemacht sein guf. Said his whole mahus is the neshama, but he has a guf still. Or hat a guf. What's that to do? Yeah, since it's just an art of 38, the Rebbe brings the first Eifel. It says, V'afshim mitzvah, it's a mitzvah taket for Enoch Shabbos, to eat basa shaman v'yayin shayash yashim. V'komake mizgashim mitzvah Enoch Shabbos Meichel. Why is he mizgashim? Because l'poyel, his guf expands. His guf verta bisul grebe. Why? Because l'poyel is guf atanogahat. That wasn't a shviris aguf. It's a guf atanogahat. So it's pelot mechazik is guf. That's the tchunis hadvarim of gashmis. That when the guf enjoys itself, it expands. That's only if your guf is a mitzvah of a guf. K'mayis yidua shepam herav b'shemtiv l'tamidav shir melubish b'vik di shabbos k'edish v'yeshiv l'itzla shulchan. K'o yitzadik echot she'ochol basur l'kayim mitzvah s'en shabbos. V'tikif shetzeni l'kayim mitzvah mitzvah v'chil es basur n'asma atzvikim. So the ratzim was l'kayim mitzvah mitzvah, not...
What
It's the Baal Shem Tov had gewissen seine Talmidin that there's a Yid that's sitting by a Shabbos table wearing big the Shabbos sitting by the table and he was is he hooked via ox, he looked like a share with a Shtraimel big the Shabbos while that Shtark he had take it for Ratzon follow the Gazach.
There was
saying that's the first day. The first day from what Lepoel by him. His guf is guf. His guf is a guf. His mahus was the nesham. His mahus was to do what the Eibushter wants. Huh? Why was he? There was a share in Bikdei Shabbos. Why was it a share in Bikdei Shabbos?
Using his gashim.
Nasa atzmi came. They're saying the extent of the inyan. Saying the idea. I'm saying forget about the scholarship. The idea that the Rebbe is saying. Is that when said the etzem vort, a yid could even machen the ganze mahus. The ganze zach is kim ratznayim. His whole mahus is do what the Eibushter wants. But what is Ilam Hazer? What is his goof? His goof is his Hashem is the good goof. So a mitzad ratzon elyon for our mitzvahs that the Eibishter wants you to get involved in Ilam Hazer. He tells you, and his home host is doing what the Eibishter wants. So he gets involved in Ilam Hazer. So then it's gashmis. Then it's akshama. Ilam Hazer is not a mitzvah. It's outside of a lekos degabit
disyut.
The fact that it's nishta ze is getash do this word. So if you didn't want to count the mitzvah so much, then but the Rebbe is saying by him, but the mitzvah bashtan and essen flesh. The mitzvah is bashtet in this.
Even though
they take it, they don't have the mitzvah. Yeah. This is the Afshin mitzvah, the
beginning.
The Rebbe's not signed over here, Lahoyer. I'm not sure what the Rebbe's not signed over here, the Hemshasam Avav and Terashalom. There, in these three places, the Rebbe Shah brings there the union of the mitzvah, Achta Savayim on Mailu Lamato. He's margish the tiny gashmi of the food, and the no gashmi is ruchnis. I think Mashiach said after Hashem el matel amayel, you're not margish the tam. I think that's what the Rebbe Rashab speaks of. There two dargis, the mitzad amayel, mitzad. These amorim are not explaining this word. No, it's not a chiddush. No, it's really a mind. Right before, maybe Kishon Shemaim Chadashim. But there it says that we said after Hashem El Ma'al Lamata. There it says that the Rebbe Shab speaks over there. But when I get Hanagashmis, that goof is another ruchnis. Not cooked. Now, understand why there is Messiah to some above to, over here. What's Vilman though with the Tzion to some above? I'm saying this Tzion some above doesn't explain this target. There he speaks that there's two madrigas in Achtas Hashem. There's one even Achtas Hashem that the Nivra is bottled, that the Nivra is called in the Elyon. And another even Achtas Hashem is that a Lakus is Ba until Amata. And we said the second even, even is Anah Gashmis, is Achtas Anah Ruchnis. There's some above. That Anah Gashmis is Anah Ruchnis. No, it says over there. He's inside over there at Seir that he has Anah from the Geshem, but it's Anah Ruchnis, not Anah Gashmis. That's in relation base. Kuf Nadal is about Ichat Azam and Sardvart. Whatever. I'm saying it could be that this Tzion is to explain the beer of these two in Yon. Okay. Lamas and Abbas Alayhi. You have some evidence in this thing? I think both places state is Abaza. Then it said, Achtas Hashem Melmata Lamaila. So then it's an Eifin that you're not Margish the Tam. You're not Margish Einig. I said, Achtas Hashem Melmata Lamaila. You are Margish, but it's all Ruchnis. Doesn't bring this word. Doesn't bring this. Maybe Shabbos, it's not like a Chilo Shtiyah. Ain't the Einig Gashmi came in the Ruchnis. Shahani shgam an hoge gashmi zachilu shei kai gavrim chinas bittel and tzis mamish blishim hergish gashmi klal uklal. Kmei b'sham nisim l'an gachilu shtia ein zayin a gashmi kem ein a gruchni. Then it brings
that's from my
no, that's yichud yichud ilan yichud tato. No, I made a mistake. That in, here he says that there's a madrega that you're an a gashmi that ein a gshavaz ein a gruchni, and that's in of yichud ilan yichud tato. The second Eifin he says is then he brings in the brackets is Achtas Hashem Amay Lamata. Also there you have such a union, but there is a little bit different. Okay.
So you're saying it's for the third Eifin.
But that's in Kufnu Dali. He brings three Eifin. In Rishon Beis he just says Achtas Hashem Amay Lamata. I'm not understanding what the Rebbe wants with this tzion, but the Rebbe Shabbat has that union that mitzad Achtas Hashem Amay Lamata. It sounds more as being mavar the other, the all pratim in the second eifin, not being mad with the first eifin. The first eifin that acts as that felt as a mitzvah. I'm saying the Lahore sounds like he's being mevired up as he's not being mevired this story. The Gemara is not for that story. This story is that mitzad l'kutzi falana velt. Vos is velt, velt is a mitzis. What's that achta savai that the Eibusha created the world and without him it wouldn't exist? But what is it? It is a world. The other ifanu achta savai is that there is no mitzis outside of l'kutzi. The world itself, and that is kama ifanim, and according to one eifin, you could feel the taste, but it's another ruchnis epis. There's another eifin that bitl milmatel amayla that you're not marigish the tam altogether. That's pratim in the second eifin. I'm saying lepoel, the tzion is in the middle of the Rebbe dealing with this eifin, so I'm not sure what's the. Yeah, chnish chesisht. Yeah, this sar that needs a left second, what's the pshat there? Okay. So the Rebbeim were solo saderech, but from the Rebbe's mashma, this second even chodar chachadayos is from chodar chachadayos. The shteitach ramba, shteitach chonar chodar chachadayos. Then this is already the gzgalas chassidus that lechatchile the whole metzias of velt is that zozain alkeinu melech ha'elam. That's the metzias of velt. That a person's chelik ba'elam zal echad zain. So the rish l'rishen is solo saderech sinu sinu avedasim heim saderech la'aved zu. Kmekinu b'inyan anal ki du asibra derech admar azokin. Asher mocha mitaychna yesh lo yeh yemaygesh b'mitzivus yesh lagesh. Shkom uhusi hoysi nafshi lakis. Sing pashe b'mitzivus. The Alter Rebbe had iber gemacht sein guf that his whole mohut, a derech like a live person, doesn't feel his bones because his guf, his whole mitzivus, the guf is the nefesh, is a human being which contains within himself. A guf, so the kud is not guf, then the kud is a physical human being that you could hear and talk to. It's not a vart of a flesh. It's nefesh. It's nefesh in a muchishtika eifin is hotter atzames, hotter baser batzames. But it's not baser batzames. It's nefesh in a muchishtika eifin. It's nefesh bam choshe. So the guf, gashmi is outside of nefesh, it's not nirgash. The only thing that's nirgash is nefesh. It's nefesh bam choshe. Al derech zeh, the Alter Rebbe, at nish gefil, what was the guf? Elokuz bam choshe. That was the metzias of guf. But dugma is like a human being. There's no bones and flesh and blood. It's a person, there's fan a mensch. And it's a person which looks like something. It's an image, but the image is that's the person. Al tez al tereb. What was this goof? It was the neshama b'am choshev. And b'meila the goof's mitzvah wasn't nirgash b'am. What was al tereb? The Rebbe saying the al tereb's tongue he didn't sense a tongue. He sensed the neshama b'am choshev. So reid navart chesidus. That's the mitzvah of goof. That's the neshama. That's the neshama b'am chasha is. I'm a kareid nechsedus. And ilam haze in the avir of ilam haze, you could hear lekus. So that was the whole mitzvah of the to taste food. That's not the poil. You need to have a gashmi like a tongue. If not, come in a shred. But the whole mitzvah of the tongue was that a lekus should be b'am chasha. Outside of that, he wasn't anything. Besides that, he wasn't marish. Usually it sounds like there was one mevashel. No, they decided to divide the cooking between all the bnei bayis. But when you do that, prak echad nishka. If so one person makes the ingredients, so mele so gedenk teralt. But if you give everybody does a different job, from fagasim to get of dividing the salt. Prat echad nishka beisid rachluka mime anshe abayis yiske batolas melech betash. Who's gonna have the schus to put the salt into the food? Well, chink shkol echad nishka harke chaderech hamelech. The mazalzach der man, they forgot about the salt. Yeah, I can understand the pashtus also. Yeah. This part of the sikh, maybe you can understand why they forgot about the salt. Because salt, every food has salt. The other ingredients were maybe unique ingredients. The salt is okay. The king shekol echad ve'echad niskar chayke chaderech hamelech rotze kol echad liskis b'zeh. V'hitlas manas hamelech ha'maychol mebli l'sabr mizeh l'ashim. They didn't tell anybody else. They didn't want Kainer and his on the shaman their schus. Okay. Kasher huva ha'tavshu l'fnei adva ha'zogim ve'erech och le'adhas karagil. Why aren't you eating? The Rebbe said, "It's a made of the gezaltzen." Oh no, Adon Azakin, and he said to Fakir, he asked Altareb, how could you swallow this? Altareb said, oh no, Adon Azakin, she be yesiv mizrich, pol al atzmish, le dahag ashtam b'meich. B'meich. He was like, that's the event, mizrich. It's the maggot. He wasn't margish at time in the earth, le dahag ashtam b'meich. So saying in the first day of Chodesh Chodesh, you have one eif in the Yid Pashat. That's your Metzias. Your Metzias is Gashmis. That's your life. Your Mehus is Gashmis. Your Mevati is suffer the Eivishah. That's the first day. That's Mamish. Your Mehus is Gashmis. Your Mevati is suffer the Eivishah. Or your Mehus is Ruchnis. But Lepel Mamish, your Guf tastes Yid. He has no interest in eating. But since in order for him to Echatensa to learn, he must eat. But Lepel, when he's going to eat, he's going to taste the food. And the Altareva didn't taste it because the whole Metzias of a Guf is in the Sham. So it is a possibility for a Yid to have such an Indian. It's a Raya that there's a Chiyuv. It's a Muzan. Anish, the Eivish gave you an Afsharis and it's a Levatol. So tzarech liyis v'me'ein zev kolei chadat gam b'yishvat v'zman ha'miyuchadim, that he shouldn't be sensitive to his guf. He shouldn't be margish his guf. Even v'zman ha'miyuchadim means not that the reality of his guf, not that his guf taka was transformed. It means that he should be in such a mode that he's a zeh miyuchad at holokos, that he doesn't sense gashmis. I'm not sure what this means.
Huh?
Not that I remember. Okay. The first day when a person should be so one with Holocaust that he doesn't sense anything outside of Holocaust. Outside of the Inaveri Lavadi, you don't sense anything. So as he drug him with any levade, he was marked garnished. Feel was on him, Yechodim. Like upon him, Yechach, a little bit of Atmish, he called Kach Mutrud, by Vedas, at the EU, at the Zeli, Agash, Agashmas. He's so busy, so occupied with something else, not because your whole reality became that. You have one Eif, and that became your whole reality. Your whole reality became after Savai, Eilat Mubadi. But even if your whole reality can't be that, but you're so busy with something else, that you have no space to be Margish your Guf.
That's not that, as I said before. Is it laid out in Kalhid Abiyayim?
No.
Can you go back to it?
No, this is, I was saying, this is the third. That's not Ribe, that's not a part of Margish Ribe. Ah, you're saying what he said before, say the Kenzan. Yeah, say that. Why is he saying he's going back? No. There, the Rebbe is even sorry, this is Ibir Gamach, Lopel Mamish, he's Ibir Gamach Zangu. Say that, because that is Ibir Gamach Zangu. The Rebbe is saying, that Mechan is going to Ibir Gamach. The Rebbe is saying, Yid was Halton and Madrega, the Lukus is Meir Ben Begili Ben Afshad. And the Mele, he's not Margish is good. See, I'm saying here the Rebbe is saying Ayid is man is you get so involved in all the kus that you don't have, yeah, it's you get involved in something and you're not Margish other things, huh?
You're not Margish eating, you're thinking
like someone is busy arguing with someone or is busy in the middle of a very serious topic and you're eating, you're not Margish where you're eating. And other things I could tell you Kamad Gmai, so people things are happening, you don't really, middle Saint Krishna also, you don't know that your mouth is moving. Your mouth is moving, you don't know, chapsach because your head is somewhere else. A lot of digmais like that.
So that's like a fake day. It's like a fake.
The fact that Atarev gave the kid, the fact that it could be so torah than alakus, at kedekach, that he doesn't feel gashmis, doesn't feel mitzis. So Zay, he's so busy with Eid Lavadi that he doesn't feel anything else. Yeah, there was not being mitzar. This is a reflection of this emes. A reflection of this emes today is that you could that the your whole reality could be in gan and durgun with the body. There's nothing else besides for elikus. The first day when there is a mitzvah outside of elikus. Elikus is the primis, is the highest. But has a sepasandish. There is singer a yid could come to madre a yid bezmanim yichodim bezmanim siyamim. That's your whole reality. Your whole reality is in the body. That's your whole mitzvah. Or because the first eifin is bezmanim siyamim yichodim yichod. You could become one with this truth. It's not your mitzias, but a person could be one with the emes of Eina Dovadi. Or you're busy. Mentions Farnuman, it's Tarud in the Indian.
How
I'm not sure what's there. Even a ish poshut could be mamish miyuchet to lekus, so they shouldn't feel gashmis. But the Rebbe saying such a mitzvah, a yid can tsukum inside their hair, bezmanim miyuchodim, he should be one, that the emes should be meir ben begili. The trebet mamshik ben lepoilim velt, this emes of eret levadi. The fact that the guv is calling yoni is the gili of eret levadi, the trebet mamshik ben velt. So a person, if you tune into this emes of eret levadi, you could be there, bezmanim misiyam, as is like the Rebbe though. A person could tune into this truth, bezmanim misiyam. And if you're living in that emes, you're not going to be margish elam hazi. You'll see how everything's an expression of eret levadi. That's, and then you have another eifin where you're not tuned into that truth, but you're so busy with an inyan that you're not margish elam hazeh. You're not sensitive to it because you're about the lichtik is not ergis andish. I go put in a chalifa b'atzim sheyeh kolchach muzir b'avid sadeya sheyedei zel yargish zagashmas. That's the Rebbe saying. In the first darga, Elam Hazeh is always a mitzvah. And the Eibusha created the world. And there's even a mitzvah to get involved in the world. That's in the first Eifin. Second Eifin is, besides for the Eibusha, nothing exists. Mitzvah the first Eifin itself, there's no inyan to forget about Velt. The emes is not Shelo, should be a mitzvah. The emes is not Shelo, a mitzvah outside of Elikos. There's a mitzvah. Second Eifin, Elam Hazeh is a problem. The only thing that exists is a Likus. So any way we can get a person to forget that there's a Mitzvah outside the Eivish, there we're gonna that a person that Lamata should be mayor that ain't Edom Vadi Mamish, that there's no Mitzvah outside of a Likus. And the Eiza Eifin true, a person can be Margish. Nish Margish in Elam Hazeh is an Indian. Means to forget that there's a world is an Indian. Efila Mahalta is thereby. To forget that's far in Elam Hazeh. According to the first statement, there's no such a value to forget that there's an Elam Hazeh. The Eibusher Vuldecham is all. There's mitzvahs of Enik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of. It's a Torah that is in the Sinus Makim to Vel. As a Levush, as a Tafel, but Vel doesn't mitzvahs. It's a Dal Treb is Gilly. There's a Unkut of Eren El Vadi. Forgets being a Vel. It doesn't exist. We forgot that Elam Hazeh exists. Yeah. Saying, you have the Poyal, Sfaran, you say, the people that if they don't know what's going on in the news, they can't function there. They can't function that day. It's a gate. Forget Bechlal that there's an Eilam. He's in Gansin busy with something else. You have one. He can't bring himself to a state to get so busy with something else and forget about the news. It's Azad Avar Ikri by him. He can't bring himself there. This is Mamash the top priority. It shouldn't be such a top priority. You should be able to forget that there's a Mitzvah of Eilam Hazeh. That's also a Givisa Hesig. The Dafkim said Al Terebi, you have that. I'm saying something that's very important to you, even if you're going to be mamash torud me'ayit, you're not going to forget it. So if part of your reality is that there's a velt, you're never, even if you can be very busy, you're not going to forget it. Chagat, Stam, Yid has told me that he came once, him and his friend came to not a lavish, he came to the Rebbe for a week. Because he learned in some athletics, and also the Kaila had non-Labavitcher in Goliath learning there. So he came to the Rebbe for 8 days, 10 days, they were Zecha Begerl, two in Goliath. They came here to the Rebbe, and then when they came back, so they had a big Fabringen for them, and Zalik Feldman was the Mashpia, he's the Fabringen for the Ingalite and the Kailo there, and he asked them to see over what the Reishim, what the Psanukudah says that took them when they were by the Rebbe. So one of them said, Ein Maise, but the Tzveta at Gezak, one of the Ingalites said that he every single day in Yerushalayim, on the way to Kailal, he stops to read the stands that they have the news, the Chadashot, the news. And for him, it's a chayk, he can't start his day without looking. What's the chadar about? Anish, the gate is nish. He feels like they feel that are worried that if we're not going to know the news, the world is maybe things blowing up somewhere. They have to know what's going on. Anish. He said that he went to New York, came to that, and he pushed it, forgot, not only he didn't do it, he forgot the chlal that he has such a need. He was pushed it, forgets, and like in the Gansa Max. He Pashit forgot that he had such a need to look at the news. He says, not the pshat that he had the need to see the news and he didn't go to the store to see it. He Pashit forgot about the whole idea of Chadashot at Farges and looking at it. He was here, he was totally arranging him. Even if he's busy, if the world's falling down, it's very important. You're not going to forget about it. The Rebbe saying, Farges, I said, Farges, that's Fran Elam Hazeh. She forget that Elam Hazeh exists. Azay, without the Alter Rebbe, I mentioned Farges, that's Fran Elam Hazeh. That's the world itself. How could you forget it? The truth is that there is no Elam Hazeh. There's only in Edom Vadi. Lepel, the Emes is not mayor by us, but Alter Rebbe is Mamshach in the world in the sense they're able to, so that shouldn't be so important, you're able to forget that it exists. Yeah. Wo halt man da?
Da, Chiddush.
We should finish the Sicha?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're just gonna... I don't know what time, we're just gonna... Okay. Zawa Chiddush be yedit is kisle be inin... Huh? Sid, zawa Chiddush is kisle be inin futsa vana Sicha chutsa vana gosa shalai gom katan zawa adam. Beloshin your foot. Oh, that's the tight. Your foot when you say when get. So the passion to get touch your foot when you say chutz is. I'm as all mefes and chesedis in welt. All the yidden zalm wissen that there's a teres chesedis. What does it mean? What does it mean when a person in a foot when you say chutz? What does it mean for a person, for a person's personal avedis Hashem? This inyan. What's mean this? For the elam katan zeh adam. Beloshin your foot when you say chutz with gashim shnei inyan. First of all, that mayones atzum when you say chutz chutz. V'leirak shem mayones peilum bechutz. So the passion, the chutz is metzias which is outside of alakus. There's the emes of the Eibush, and then there's a reality. So the one eifin is that the reality stays a reality. Elikus is pale on the chutzah. Here you're saying that Mizal bringing the mayonis guf in the chutzah. That's the einza. The second thing is that the mayonis atzmum should be in the chutzah. That's how the first eifin of Chodr Eyu, that the nefesh is nirgash in the guf. Not like the first lucham asel hashem shemayim, but the guf has an identity for itself. There's a me, a gashm is the keich. A nefesh achiyun is a gashm is the keich. But I mevatel myself to elikus. Here, what's the muhus haguf? The muhus haguf is the nefesh. And the second eifin, the guf is a tafel. So in the guf, you have the nefesh. Yeah, that's the first eifin already. So the first one, the second chutzah is that the mayan itself, a lekus should be in the chutzah. So nirgash, the guf is the velt is a tafel to lekus. That means then a lekus guf it could be meir in velt. That's the first eifin. But the second eifin is it should be an eifin of yefutzu, that the mayan should be fully mispashit. Not only that the mayan guf is in the chutzah, but it's natnu of ispashtus gmurah. Yefutsu means his spash is a chig deyol urechov ashal nisher makam panimim. It should spread out. It means there should be no space in the chutzah that's not drugenum with the mayonis. Ukshiyashni makam shemayonis ina magim sham. Ayizah chachas spashtus miyemugbalis. Means I mean this in the yefutsu. Yefutsu means it should be fully spread. If there's an area of usdart and herzach nishalukos, herzach nishner maya, then it's a raya. Then it's not fully mufutz. So mitzad the first mechadar chachad deyu lepoil your nefesh is nirgash in the guf. But there's an area where there's a reality of guf outside of nefesh. Nefesh is the identity. But what is the reality of guf? Guf is a mitzis. There's a reality of guf. So it's not mufetz. The mayanis are not mufetz in the world. But again, kol echad echem yisrael. Yesh nei amay. That's the neshama. Gzurim adar skisya akav. That's the neshama. But the ma'alim is tahir. It means the whole mohus and neshama is full bittul talukos. There's no tahir. It means it's pure of any mitzis of yeshes. The answer gezach is mili ratznali alukos. And this tahara of a lekus, that should be mufatz begufa. In mayan zetzach lis esle begile. First of all, gam be in yana magufnim shabai. Even in his in yana magufnim, that's bringing the mind in velt. Mitzad on chesedis bechlal. So there's a guf, and the guf is an identity. There's an identity of guf, and there's the guf's needs, and I could tzachakol use them for the ebrister, or to bring the nefesh into the guf, to bring a lekus into the guf. Asher mitzadatzim himchinas chutzam itachus tuchum neshmas. It means what are the masecha? What is eating is taking care of hunger, taking care, what is drinking, taking care of thirst. Why am I taking care of my hunger? For the sake of later serving the Eivishner. But what am I doing? I'm doing a guf's need. I'm doing a mendei need. Then the nefesh is not in the guf. The guf is guf. And the guf is, its ultimate purpose is to serve later for the neshama. But in the guf, you don't have the neshama. But lamayla mezuhu is, shebehem atzmo evedus Hashem. What's his achila? His achila is, why is he going to work? In order to give tzedakah, he's going to work. He's not going to work because he has a need to go to work. The only way to give meiser is by going to work. The far geter arbitin. Then behem atzam, the evedus Hashem is with a nana el haza gufa. B'chodr chechadeh. That's the first thing. The is she's pashas and neshama ba'guf in yonav even she yofutzu. His pashas built to mukbelus. Ash lenishar makam lahergish aguf. If she neshama tefeses bekuli. The ganze metzias verter nefesh verter neshama. His whole metzias is a lukus. And there's no he has nothing else in his life besides for the hergish and neshama. Besides for the hergish of ened levadi, there's no other hergish in his metzias. What's the guf that ened levadi is bamchosha? That's metzias aguf. That a lukus is bamchosha. Anything outside of Inan Lavadi is Nishner Gishman. That's the Avedib Pail of Inan of Yufutam and Sahuchutz. Yeah, that's not there. Yeah. Then I got to Shalad. Pikol and Alm was better with taste of his beer to Razishla Maggit. פירש מלאך ממש אמר לפני יוטס קיסטף יהיה מסתל כוסי מפנס גם שחוסי שתהיה לזולו גול הסעד מרזוג מיטס קיסטף שאז זה חדש הנה שיפוצו מנסה מחוסי זאת זה means if it was just a tzavah, the maggot could have maybe said a tzavah 2 weeks before. He could have said a tzavah earlier. Yeah. The fact that he said it mamish close to Yitzchus Kislev, so it's connected to Yitzchus Kislev. So Yisus Hashem Lamata Shabbat Levar is a guf echalke ba'elom la'asis and dira le'izbarich who dugmas ha'inin devish l'chayakam alochem alesim. The Rebbe is dealing with whole sich when he gets to how the Nesham is pale on the guf. The guf mitzah that's my before Avet is Nesham ha'guf is a guf. There's a mitzias, you have needs, there's a yeshes. There's a mitzias of guf and you have your identity is guf. When that Talmud the Guf to change the whole idea, the whole mitzvah of the Guf should be nishtan. That's the same thing of sending Malachim to Esav. Hashem Shalosh Yaakov al Esav. Hoyse Shachli Zafka de Malachim Amish in order to Iber Machin Esav. That from Onkem to Malachim, make the Gamma Gilish Tichosh Lan Shalom Vayar Zeguf Iber Machin the Guf Vayelam Vayir Vatikin Ayelam Atayu Esav. Asher the Dafka Yishal Meir Vasim Spchina Sam Malachim Tzaruch Nishuvay. Shai Yod Dafka Yochol Vayar Sinyan Eil. First Nasi Meir the Ruchnis of Vasrahat Nizek. Means a person has to be ma'erer his dveikus talukus, his neshama. Bechdeitzu can even machan their guf that for her and their emes the Rebbe said before. These madregas of whether the neshama is shelet on the guf or whether the neshama is chayusa shel guf is all totally viful neshama herzach in guf. So in order for if the ipsa herzach their emes, but in the emes in a limited form, then it's not going to totally be mevatel together a guf. The guf is just, the neshama will be shelet on the guf. If it's not her and the emes in a limited eifin, so the neshama is the one in control of the guf. Not that that's the whole mahosa guf. So in order for him to engas ibn rachad the guf, the shas how much the emes of the neshama, how much the ruchness of the neshama is nirgash. People herzach neshama. So be yeish should be rudim should not magashim. Nechodis gam even shekol masechol l'shem shemayim. Shoz the neshama peilus beguf rak even shoshlita behelim. Means Er Alein is nish. The Nuhus and Hashem Alein is nish nirgash. There's a guf. There's a Matthias a guf. The Emes is only nirgash. How much the guf is able to handle. So there's an identity. There's a person, and you like it, and you have a Matthias, and your identity is your own personal Matthias, and you know that there's an Eibush there. The Vesefana Emes, which is higher than you. The Meir, but the Emes is not Meir to the extent they should realize that Emes that's the Nuhus. That's the whole Inyan. It's not just the ultimate purpose or the ultimate goal, but that's that. That's your mohus. That's totally beautiful that emes is meir. So if the neshama is not meir begilui, so if the neshama is not nirgash, where is it? Then side the guf is a mitzis, and the neshama amalubish beguf. Is tevis makom latzma? That means that there is the neshama the way the neshama. Yamot vault is coming. There's a neshama the neshama is mufshit from the guf. There is a neshama the way it's mayor the em is begilu, and then there's a way. Then there's a guf, and the guf is a mehus for itself, and the neshama which is being misasik in the guf. Dorten herzach is the em is punkt as ever the em is herzach in the retzach. So the keiches hamalubash and the guf are not don't have the same sensitivities as the neshama the neshama is mufshit from the guf. Because they're working in a goof which is Margish's Mitzvah. But I'm saying the same thing with Pashtus. A person, you have a person which is a Mitzvah, you have a regular person, you don't live, even though people enjoy eating and drinking, but no one thinks that the purpose of life is in order to shlof and zeh rasach. No one doesn't say in any Matzeva anywhere that this person, Yoshan Harbi Shois, Meshach, Azah Shtetish. It's not a Tachlis. The Tachlis is a Shaman. That's a tachlis. But so it's nirgash by you that there's something more important than just eating and drinking. But it's nirgash you in a way, but it's not shelo that your identity is still, it's not shelo your mahos. Lepo, you still have an interest in. So the emes, the way it's nirgash by you is not with the same take of the way it is in the etzim. That's the first leifim. Then it's a metzis tevis makom atzma. So the keiches amalubash and beguf are a metzis tevis makom atzma. There's a guf and there's a chelik and a shama nirgash beguf. זה ביר המגד הפירוש שיש את תחל שכוון הבינים הבירים ודווקא כשכחיסה של נשום העשיס ומיליון הם גשמים רק הולכים לשל ממש שאין תפילים וביטלים ומיוחדים בתחל שכן לסביך לשבו נשום that the יחס to the goof is not a nituk from the nesham the pearl is a goof and he's dealing with the goof but that's it's kol muhusi is the nesham kol muhusi is that the ruchness of the nesham is nirgash even on a lower level Not a tnuv yirida from the neshama. V'hanish gam adriga chin nails the neshama. Mayin the neshama shel malim yisabshes v'nanim gashmim meiru mezgal even shel afutz v'yispashes bultim megbaz gam v'chinas chutzah mamish. Why? Because what is the chutzah? The chutzah is that the neshama should be begilu. That eret levadi should be begilu. Since eret levadi is bligvul, we want it also to be b'amchoshe. So they have a guf that should be b'am chasha. So then the fact that it's b'am chasha is that the inyan is not guf. The inyan is the emes of alakos k'mayshi. K'meikin inyan b'mavane ha'pasha. So if someone says chutz, the Rebbe here is going to get the aveda k'pshutay. What's the inyan of if someone says chutz k'pshutay? Is lahavitz mayones achsidus b'chom makom makom. Aseidem is aseidem that b'seinim seinu shashilchem shluchem l'mkeim es sheinim. The lahavitz ulegalis sham mayones achsidus. When you get to the shlichus, when he gets a tomet and guf, so the aveda is that the guf and the keches are iskin be guf are but legamri to the primis and shaman. That's when you get to the shlichus. When you get to the shlichus, yeshne irash malachem amish. Clever. Ima yeshu barad avashal yeshla shlich lasa shlichus yilerek. Vim shalatsu dichem basi vulvat. Ki imshk b'chon imish. It's everything that's ligin in there. Because I love Gamli Yizar Mikayet Shemekemesh Lachutz Shabayi Memes Mayanas Lo Yifal Beshim Yidich Hatzom. He's not margish the Mokim Ashlichis as a Metzias for itself. The whole Nekuda is that that's where Yaakov sent him. Rebbe Tashis. V'dei Shiyah Betuach Shachutz Lo Yitifal Olav Adra Bashi Yitif Afgha Yodal Mayan Dekdusha Eitzah Yitzah Lezehu Shagam Beis Asaka Binyani Chutz Yikul Liba Harrega Shekol Zom Midik Avanas Shalom Shalaya. It means he's not margish this place. He's margish that's the Shlichis. He's not margish. He's a shliach in a certain town. He's not margish that town. He's margish that it's a echetim to be malach the shluchas.
He's
not margish the makim at all. It's all milah shluchas. What is the makim milah shluchas? That's the kavana. That's what is the makim? What's his nesiyah and what's he doing there? It's being malach shluchas.
He's not married that he belongs here, though.
Huh?
He's not married that he belongs here.
Yeah, it's Mili Ashlichus.
No, it's...
The what?
Chayyim, again, David says, not sure that he's in the Mokim and...
Let's see what he says. 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 Rak haguf ha-mama shalem yu'osik b'shlichus b'shlichus shabuchutza. Esav. אבל רוחני שלם תישאר בהסקשרו של המשלח, יעקב. והיינו שיקבוע מושש בליבים גם בשעה ספוצה, אשר יסוכם בחוץ ומיד לשלוח את המשלח. בלי אסער ושום אינדין צדודי. דוגמא סגוף, שכל מצויס ומינוני רק הרוחני והנשם משבר. The whole Indian is, it's a המשך של המשלח. שהמשך של המשלח. שעוזר לרוחניוס המייס למשלח. Then in that case, their פנימיס is by the משלח ממש.
What you want.
The male shahaz and the siyamat kumtei is that the muhus is always by the mishaleach. I'm saying is if you come to a place and your hergish is that there's a place there's where the mishaleach is, and then there's another makim. But if the whole makim is a chetimtze for the mili ratzna mishaleach, you never leave the mishaleach then. Then you're always in mishaleach's naldamus. If your hergish is mishaleach is there's kedusha and there's klippa, and now you're sent to klippa, you're sent to elam hazeh. So then, Elam Hazah is far from the Mishaleach. But if, what's Elam Hazah? It's just Mili Mishaleach, Mili Ritzainai. So then, you're never distant from the Mishaleach. So your Mahos stays by the Mishaleach. The fact that you're there, that's not, there's no there outside of being Mahal Ratzin Mishaleach. But you have another Ifin is where there's a place, and you're sensitive to the place where you're being sent to. So why are you being sent? Because the Mishaleach sent you. That's why you're going. But that's not, you're Margish the place Guf. As I'm a third verb. Okay, we went through this a little bit fast, but that's the...